Welcome back to Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski and Sam Paniadovich on the BetMGM Network.
Lot planned this hour. We're going to do a countdown to kickoff on the Buffalo Bills coming up in about 20 minutes. A lot of NFL, of course, and we will talk about week one college football. We're still in week one. I don't know if they call it week zero anymore. That kind of turns a lot of people off, but things are going to ramp up tonight. Have a bunch of games to go over. It is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniadovich. This is Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the BetMGM Network. All hour, we are live on X. If you want to watch the video version of this show, follow us on Twitter. The show account is bet_sweat. Sam at SB Shoot, and I'm at Joe Ostrowski. You know, SES? I didn't think we were going to start here. I didn't.
You have to.
Okay, do we go with the Saturday games that everybody's going to be talking about and betting on? Do we go with the games tonight, the somewhat bigger matchups, which we will certainly get to? But when you bring up the odds board, Sam, you pointed it out to me just a moment ago. Why don't you take a look? Like, all right, I don't think any see anything going on with Texas, Ohio State. He's not talking about Notre Dame, Miami. Top of the board, tonight's games? No, not too much action going on. Holy crap, it's all yellow, red, and a little bit of green on the FCS games.
They are lighting this thing up like a Christmas tree. No surprise, really. 7 o'clock Vegas time. This is attack time. You know, usually 6:45, 7 o'clock, you see those first real moves every college basketball day, FCS day. But remember, because we don't have a usual college football schedule where everything is Friday and Saturday, you have a lot of variety this week. Louisiana Monroe, when I woke up this morning, was -24.5. I look at the board now, it is 28.5. It has moved 4 points this morning. They absolutely shoved it. And I actually got a text yesterday from Tim Murray, who said, what does your FCS guy think about St. Francis? Of course I get that text. St. Francis, if you don't know, plays in Pennsylvania. And yes. Murray says to me yesterday, they lost almost all their starters. I'm laying 23.5 with Louisiana Monroe. He got a good number because it's 28.5 at Circa, 28.5 at Pinnacle. BetMGM does not have a lot of these games up, which is unfortunate, but this is FCS day. You're not going to see a lot of line moves for the Saturday games today. You are going to see FCS moves because this is when the limits are higher. I have a couple accounts where I can bet $100 on FCS days before the game, and then some of them today will move to $500. So if you have the ability to bet FCS, you want to get as much as you can, ideally. Mm-hmm. What does Crack always say? It's like stealing. FCS is like stealing. I'm not trying to gamble. I'm trying to steal. Well, a lot of these lines are very, very wrong, but people don't want to show their cards until you can get down more money. And that's why you see a lot of FCS movement day of the game, because the limits are so much higher.
I saw a picture of Crack the other day hanging out in the sports book. With Fezzik. Where else would he be hanging out? I don't remember where I saw that picture. That's another story. Let's talk in general about this. Rule of thumb, if there is one, maybe there isn't, because every situation is different. Let's say you don't have a lot of intel on these teams, but you're paying attention and you're watching the board like we are this morning, like some of our listeners and viewers are now that we point this out with all the movement that's happening. What is your thought process when you see massive movement? The amazing part to me is it's every game, Sam. It's not one game. It's not two games. It's every game on the board in that section. Do you wait until things chill out, take the other side, or do you look at it and say, no, I know I'm not getting the best of the number. This move is the correct move. I want to follow the money. I know there's no 100 out of 100 times you're going to do this. Look at every situation a little bit different, but which way would you lean most times?
Well, in that game that we just talked about, Louisiana Monroe yesterday is 23.5. This morning it's 24.5. Now we're through 28. I'm not laying 28.
No, you're not betting it. Yeah.
You know, so it all depends on the number. I know you're asking facetiously. Like, I mean, it's very difficult to chase a lot of these moves. Even a game like UAB, went from 17 to now 20 and a half. That move happened this morning. It's still happening. You know, it was getting hit this morning at literally 10:03 a.m. Eastern. So 2 minutes ago, they drive this line up 3 points. I just think it's interesting to see the teams that they're betting. And I will take a screenshot of the board right before the games kick off and just pay attention to the teams that they're betting, because odds are good. They like the number, but they have a nice idea that this team is underpriced. So if they come in today and bet UL Monroe, it's either a bet on Monroe or a bet against St. Francis, right? It's one or the other. Like, I don't know which one it is because I'm not a part of it. But if it's an anti-St. Francis thing, I want to see what St. Francis is getting next week and see where that number opens up and then see how that market goes. Or maybe it's Monroe. Maybe they're high on Monroe. And maybe you can bet Monroe in different spots this year against some of the bigger teams. Like, the moves happen, and that's going to always be the case in FCS as UAB now goes to 21. So from 17 to 21, within the last 6 minutes, they're betting UAB. I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm more interested in what the move is on and how that goes along in week two and week number three. Like, I'm not chasing these FCS moves. I do have a bet here, maybe, though. Rick was giving me a bet that they're going to be on, and if he will give me permission, I will give that out. But FCS is crazy. Day of the game, limits are as high as they're going to be, and people are teeing off.
All right, let's talk about some of these other games going down tonight. I see what, 3, 6, 7, 8 of them. One is at Arrowhead. That's going to be Nebraska-Cincinnati. But I want to start with Boise State and Florida. This is going to be the first game of the day. And this number's been on the move. It opened Boise -9.5. This morning I saw it get down to 5 at some spots. And now it's starting to creep back up. Some Boise support happening after they were fading Boise for much of the week here. So it drops down to 5, 5.5. Now it's creeping back up. I see a 6.5 out there, but the market is 5.5. It's a fascinating conversation because you have Boise coming off a phenomenal season, playoff appearance, Ashton Gentry year, and now you remove him from the conversation, and it looks like they're going running back by committee. So how much is Gentry worth? How is that going to roll with Boise on the road as a favorite of less than a touchdown in this spot? I find that to be very interesting because much of the week they've been fading Boise without Gentry, and now it got to a point where people are like, okay, listen, this move is going too far. Let's take Boise.
There's a lot of respect for Byron Brown, who's the quarterback at USF. He was one of the guys that was very prominent last year. You know, I do my injury list every week. He was one of the guys that was on that a ton. And then there was a game where it was being reported that he was going to try and give it a go on a Saturday, and that he was in a boot and he missed multiple weeks. So he just couldn't stay healthy last year. But all accounts are that Byron Brown is healthy. So you have two factors in that game. What is Boise without Gentry? And we'll find out tonight. Mm-hmm. But what can Byron Brown, the dual threat quarterback for USF, do when he's healthy and has another year of seasoning? They like their receiver room at USF, and that quarterback is very, very special. So I think there's a combo platter where you have the disbelief in Boise being a big road favorite, but also a lot of support for this USF offense with Byron Brown. I did not make a bet on the game. Man, I would love to have USF +7 right now, but it's moved so much. I don't have any interest in taking 5.5.
Yeah. Maybe with the move continues there, the support for Boise, and it ends up moving up a little bit, but I have a hard time believing that we're going to get. South Point is at 6. There are a couple of 6s. So, you know, maybe it moves back up, but yeah, I hear you. So it sounds like unless you get to 7, you're not really interested in betting this game, but there is a potential dog play for you. Anything else tonight? We've got Nebraska, Cincinnati. Nebraska, they are a, let's call them a 6.5-point favorite, neutral site game. Obviously, many more Cornhusker fans there going up against Cincinnati. And another one that stands out, I guess, Wisconsin. 17.5, their home favorites against Miami of Ohio. It's already Luke Fickell's third year. They took a couple steps back last season. I want to say a lot of people were backing them before the season got rolling. And then, it was very disappointing. Sub 500 in the challenging Big Ten. So this is going to be a big season for Fickell.
I know the books need Cincy big time. Nebraska is a huge side. There's been a lot of Nebraska support. They're laying it, yet we still haven't quite gotten the 7 yet, day of the game. Mm-hmm. Interesting, huh? They need the dog, but not enough to go to 7. So they're going to let you come in and lay that 6.5. That's a neutral site game, although it'll be very, very heavy in Nebraska because Nebraska travels extremely well. That's the game at Arrowhead. They need Cincinnati. I've been assured of that. Sportsbook's rooting for the Bearcats to stay inside the number.
I want to go to Saturday, the big game of the weekend that everybody's going to talk about, everybody's going to watch. Texas, Ohio State. There are 2.5s out there. Is there any way we get to Ohio State -3? I'm basically asking you, can we really get to Texas +3?
I don't think so. I mean, we're 1 at a couple shops. Dave Mason's book is 1 on Ohio State. And, you know, you look at a lot of these shops, Pinnacle, Chris, Superbook, South Point, they're all 1.5. MGM is 1.5 as well. So you're seeing a lot of support. Believe it or not, Joe, people want to bet Texas because Texas has this quarterback you may have heard of named Arch Manning. There's a lot of support there. And I think most people will look at, oh, well, I get the number one team. I get the Heisman favorite.
Yeah.
And I get points. And I can get 2.5 and 2. Now it's 1.5. But those are bets that probably don't stop. I don't think you're going to see this huge push on Ohio State to get it back north because you'll just have people waiting to bet Texas.
Yeah,
I think if we were going to play the game, guess the closing line, I would guess Ohio State -2. You're going to see some Ohio State support probably tomorrow, but it can't outweigh all the Texas support. There's so much of it, so much.
Call me Joe Public. I like Texas in this game. So then I'll probably have to take 2.5 in this spot. You've been talking about that.
Felder's
all week.
Convinced me. Yeah, he's convinced me. I think he's right. I think there's too much talent at receiver.
Are you at it at 47.5? Or are you hoping it drops even another half?
I don't think we're gonna get there, pal. Do not think we're gonna get to 47. I think we're gonna wake up on game day, and that's going to be closer to 49.
Okay, so what Sam is saying, if you don't read between the lines, if you're not a regular on this show, as he's saying this with a grin on his face, he didn't tell me this, it's just obvious. You can pick up cues, especially if you're a regular, and we hope you're a regular throughout the college football and NFL season. He knows that there's going to be some sharp play coming in soon, and I don't know if it's today, don't know if it's tomorrow, don't know if it's Sunday morning. He's telling you that there is going to be a big move on the over sometime soon. It's not going to get to 47.7 because they're going to bet it at 47.5 because they don't think it's going to get to 47. And that move happens, they're hoping, but you're saying it's not going to get there. Yeah.
I don't, but you can only wait so long, right? Because now you have bigger limits on the game because we're out to Thursday. I know for a fact that there are people salivating about the thought of betting 47, but you realize we haven't quite gotten there yet. And Pinnacle's 48, a lot of other books are 48. They don't want to go to 47 because then you could get middled. Because the big moves came in, not the big moves, not the big money moves, but the big market moves, under 50.5, under 50, under 49.5, under 49. So now you go to 47 and the game lands 26-23, you lose everything. So the books do not fundamentally want to go to 47. Wise guys are waiting for it, But if we get to Friday, Saturday, and you start to see Pinnacle move to 48, or not Pinnacle, you see like Circa move to 48, mm-hmm. Chris move to 48, everybody's going to follow. So it feels like 47.5 is the floor.
All right, you're saying Felder convinced you. I'm saying you convinced me. So I'm going to be there too.
Good.
I'm going to be there. I'm just thinking about Sark against Patricia. Like, it's stupid pencil. I can't wait.
Two NFL quarterbacks. NFL quarterbacks.
Yep, no doubt. Joe O, Sammy P, countdown to kickoff Buffalo Bills next on the BetMGM Network.